So Keith, obviously the team had trouble scoring early in the season, and then all of a sudden recently you've brought out a couple of 6-goal games. How do you account for that?
Yeah, you know what, you learn as the season goes on, and you realize that there's a lack of space in those areas where you had success before, and we've been able to capitalize on some chances. It hasn't been there every night, but we like the fact that we've been able to generate some offense. It was a nice added addition having some of the offense come from our back end tonight.
This is obviously a game and a contrast. Do you feel the same way about your team? In the space of just over an hour, they get you a lead and drop a lead and come back and tie it?
Well, again, you know, when I look at this, when I look at the group and where we sit, the fact that we were down in the game 6-3, again, to be able to battle back, tie up the game, and bring it to a shootout, that's a real positive. Obviously, some of the goals against in the third we'd like to clean up, but the fact that that group in the room there didn't call it a night, they kept pushing, and were able to get themselves 1 point out of that game.
Your goaltending change, was that done just to spark your group, or was there something you saw with
the... No, it was you know, I thought that Eric Comrie was going to give us a better opportunity to win the game.
Is this a glass half full kind of game where, you know, you have a 3-1 lead, you go down 6-3 and you manage to get a point? Or is it, you know, you had a lot of chances to end it and really you should have had it much earlier on? Way do you see it?
You know, I see it as a glass half full. You know, I thought there was, you know, as you mentioned before, I thought the fact that we were able to generate quite a lot of offense was good. I'm even pleased that much more that, again, that it came from our back end. And you know, that's an excellent team. You have to say that the Texas Stars sit where they do in the league standings, and obviously that's a very tough opponent to play against. So we'll take the positives out of that and continue to work on the learning curve on cleaning up some areas that were loose for us.
Texas is the second highest scoring team in the AHL, behind, of course, the Marlies, who you're quite familiar with. How do you shut down a team like that? Can you do it? Anybody do it?
I thought we did a better job for the most part, being disciplined and staying out of the box, being careful with our sticks. You know, they are going to get chances. It's just the way they're built, but it has to be a matter of making sure that you limit those. But more so, which got away from us a little bit in the third, is those second and third chances that are at times laying in front. You got to do a better job of clearing those guys out, because they have guys in their lineup up front, especially that can really finish in tight. So it's just a matter of making sure that they're not able to get those second and third chances.
Nick Batan had 2 goals and an assist tonight and made a lot of other nice plays too, including almost helping end the game there in OT. How did you see his game tonight?
I liked his game a lot. I thought, you know, he's a creative player that sees the ice well, obviously a playmaker, and has a skill set that is a welcomed addition. So I thought Nick played a strong game. And on top of creating offense and scoring the goals and giving us, a chance to get back in the game, the 200-foot part of it, the defensive side, a really strong awareness and using his speed to be able to get back and at times make sure there's not the wrong kind of numbers coming into your end.
You had two 20-year-old defensemen paired together today, Josh Morris and Jan Kostelec. That must show that you have a lot of trust in those players to play them together like that.
Well, again, it you know, you look at we have 3 first-year players in the lineup, and we're looking for different mixes. Obviously, they have really 4 strong lines, but they got 2 top lines, especially that Marin line. That is an offensive, you know, high-end American Hockey League 3-man unit. So it was a matter of, we wanted to have that Melchiori and McWilliam together to try to shut down that group, which made those 2 pair up together.